pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This UFL Picks Week 1 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
We're talking about football.
We are talking United Football League. Join us here, UFL expert, UFL insider, Colby Dant, aka Pick Dundee. What's happening, Colby?
Can you play that X-Files music there? Wow. I am a UF, unidentified football.
Oh, boy. Observer. Your UFO, a unified. Yeah.
I'm deep into. Look, we got football. I mean, I was not a big fan of the merger. I didn't think it make a lot of sense.
Now, why do you think doesn't make a lot
because
of sense?
Because they still have 8 teams. So,
isn't that what they need? Because like they can't support 16 teams.
Why merge then?
Because I think both would have gone out of business, right?
I think the XFL would have, but USFL had Fox backing it. So,
but
I
then
feel
why,
like,
if USFL was in such a strong position, why didn't they just wait it out?
I would have done that, but I also think they thought there was value to a few things, like the DC Defenders and St. Louis Battlehawks did have a tiny bit of value, I think. And then obviously having Danny Garcia, the face of the league, the first time a league's had a woman, you know, commish. And then The Rock, obviously the highest grossing actor in Hollywood.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking for the United
Football
League? I use
the word actor very lightly.
Oh, he's a great actor.
I mean, for a guy who likes some of the all-time action greats.
Yeah, Colby.
Yeah, but they're socially aware.
If it wasn't for The Rock, we might not have spring football. So, dial back the blasphemy a little bit.
Colby's probably not even going to like the new Roadhouse.
Oh, no.
Did you like the new White Man Can't Jump?
I hear there's a hip drop in the new
Did you like the new White Man Can't Jump?
I was in Vegas.
Did they make a new one?
Yeah.
When we were out in Vegas most recently, and my Uber driver was giving me a blow-by-blow review.
Blow-by-blow?
Well, of Roadhouse 2. And she was incredibly horny for everyone in this Roadhouse remake. She's like, oh, Conor McGregor. There's a scene where he doesn't have any of his clothes on and he's doing this strut, and oh man. And I'm watching with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend's like, you like criminal types, don't you? And she's like, I like a little bad boy here and there. It was all about what a great movie it was, but it was all just how horny she was for Conor McGregor. And she goes, and Jake Gyllenhaal? I go, yeah, I don't know. We'll see if I see it. You're not really helping sell me on it.
It's a sequel to Brokeback.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, also the Bob Knight.
Bob Knight's
bobblehead under investigation. I got the best detective on the case.
I will say, Sean, if we're watching we're about 20 minutes into the Forensic Files, and all of a sudden this very strange piece of evidence pops up. This bobblehead, I think, was broken at a different time.
Yes, I'm not buying his bullshit here. Of like, I just brought my head over and it hit the top.
Did it fall off the desk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And now it makes sense. Oh,
no, but it landed on carpet. I mean,
it's a different story.
Going in these super fragile bobbleheads.
Sean in his younger years had the nickname Wally Mitts. Mm. And so perhaps we had a little fumble issue. He could fumble.
He did fumble.
And we were talking about The Sims earlier, which I'll tie it all the way back to Colby trying to say that he's right about something. Colby was very out on the idea of us doing The Sims, something we learned on the latest episode of SGP Stories that will drop at some point over the next
I don't day. Do internet.
And so, well, maybe you can reflect on yourself and be like, well, maybe I'm not right all the time with these takes of mine and change.
That's not really. Very rarely. Very rarely.
Colby, you were, again, highly recommend gaining access just to watch the moment in the episode where you see Colby's face. As we we're in it. We're actually gonna do a digital March Madness, and Colby just looks just disgusted as he looks right now, talking about how the stupid XFL won.
Won what?
Well, they won the merger.
No, because the USFL kickoff is alive and well. I'm not even gonna say USFL kickoff. The football rules kickoff. When the sport was created all the way until 2021 or 2020, that kickoff is in charge. Thank God, UFL, for not going and selling your soul like the bitches that are the NFL, like the bitches that were the XFL. And let's go.
Roger Goodell does listen to the program, so just watch what you say.
Yeah,
he's been known to be a ruthless motherfucker. What I would say, I think, you know, you can be unhappy with the kickoff rules in the NFL. It's probably an upgrade from what we've seen in the NFL because it's just been touchbacks. One thing I did just dawn on me, Sean, watching college football will be different than watching pro football. They'll have different kickoffs. That will be noticeable.
Oh,
that will be a strange nuanced thing that your brain's going to have to absorb and adapt to.
It's okay. College football, you know, is the creator of the sport. Hopefully they will not sell their souls, but Greg Sankey might try to,
they're trying to ban prop bets. College football's on thin ice for me. Junior, the
Sankey.
Yeah.
I mean, the prop bet thing, it's like, guys, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop.
We people. Banned it.
It is hilarious.
No one will ever be able to get down on prop bets again. We said no.
People play fantasy sports for college. Like it's over. Stop it. I don't know. I don't. Colby was. He was. It seemed like he was in the middle of saying something nice.
Well, no, I was just saying that hopefully college will carry it on the tradition that is. You know what they've always been at the forefront.
Back to
of football.
The super high level elite football that is the UFL now. Of course, they did listen to us. They did take the XFL and make it the name of a conference, and the USFL and made it the name of a conference. I kind of like that.
Yeah,
It's great for you, Colby. You can just adopt the entire conference. It's four teams. It's what you like to do.
What are your favorite teams, Colby?
They sprinkled the Roughnecks in there.
I am currently I'm a bit of a free agent right now, Sean. Like a normal spring season, I'm going to take it one season at a time and decide who my team will be around week three.
I think I only have two.
And so, all right. Other than this being the combination of the XFL and the USFL, are there any things that, and they have the USFL kickoff, which Colby's already informed us of.
Yeah. So in the USFL conference, we got Birmingham Stallions, Houston Roughnecks, who were basically the Gamblers. Houston Gamblers.
Why would you take that name away when every state's legalizing gambling, you stupid motherfuckers?
And gambling is the only thing that's interesting about the UFL.
I was a rough. I did have Roughneck fever. So yeah. I'm okay with the Roughnecks.
Maybe. Memphis Showboats, Michigan Panthers.
The problem with the Roughnecks, and look, I dig them too in 2020, but they were a complete rip off the Oilers. So me, it's a little
Roughnecks
lame.
Is a cool name.
Yeah, but they were going to. It's just unoriginal. Okay. So like the Gamblers.
What's another Roughneck team?
The Houston Oilers.
No, but they're the Oilers.
But they took the fucking logo. They're in the same city.
There is a Roughnecks in CFL.
But isn't that? Aren't you paying homage to one of the great franchises?
No, but I'm saying it's just kind of it's a little like to me the Gamblers had their own fucking identity.
I like.
If anything, the Atlanta Falcons stole the Gamblers' identity.
Oh boy. All right. So that's the USFL conference. Sean, what about the XFL?
We got the Arlington Renegades, DC Defenders, San Antonio Brahmas, the St. Louis Battlehawks. Ka-ka!
And so the postseason works.
And somehow no Philadelphia Stars. So once again, RIP Blob. Yeah. I outlived the Blob.
They really fucked up.
Everyone said Blob was a good mascot. Obviously he wasn't. He didn't survive the merger. Any mascot worth half his salt would survive the merger. Yeah, we did have a great moment on a horseback ride in Costa Rica, but other than that, fuck the Blob. And if anyone knows anyone, what were they? USFL or XFL?
USFL.
If anyone knows,
they have more championships than the Eagles since they it's joined true. The
what?
Since the AFL and NFL merged.
What? How many Stars never won one?
They won it in the '80s.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Sean.
Yeah.
They have more.
They
have two.
Yes.
What years did they win?
84 and 85.
Oh, you don't know ball.
No, I don't.
Philadelphia's.
Prized
franchise.
It was Vince
Papale. If anyone knows, hey, there you go. There's some USFL Stars. I mean, look at how lame his t-shirt is. If anyone has the Blob costume, please
just ate some crabs.
Give me inside
Sean
info.
So
on
angry.
It. I'm gonna buy the USFL mascot.
He looks so angry.
Turn it into a pinata.
Sean was not into horseback riding in that moment.
I do. I think it was just a weird. Yeah, the sun was in my eye or something.
Yeah, a little hungover. You're in Costa Rica.
You like horseback riding?
I don't mind it. Yeah, it's a fun horseback riding on the beach.
It's the worst.
You don't like horses?
I'd say riding a horse isn't the most comfortable thing.
No, I
don't know if it's like
you like
I got
horses.
Some, though. I got some lower back.
Not
stuff,
for long times, but I enjoy good
horses.
Riding.
Had a lot. Like my,
we went to this dude ranch one time, and they like my one daughter went on like a 12-mile ride. No fucking way.
Yeah,
no fucking way. It's too much.
Yeah,
it's too much horse.
Do you use a saddle?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, I'm
well, I don't know. You
and you
like
haven't even started talking about the sex yet.
So, yeah, right, I know. Quick horse story. So
he's one of those guys who will get kids, penetration. Like
I woke up, my asshole is so sore from horseback riding.
I didn't use a saddle. They hype up the end of the week when they're all going to get to go swimming with their horses.
Okay,
and it's like. All the adults are having the same thought. Like, this sounds disgusting. Like those horses, the second they get in that water, are going to shit all over the place. And these kids are just going to be sitting on these fucking horse islands with poop surrounding them. And kids are excited to do it.
He called the shit poop.
The moment happens and you wouldn't believe it. The first kid gets out there, there's a couple horses out there and there's just these massive turds starting to float around. And the first kid realizes it. And everyone, it's just a horrible thing. And just really, really funny. I told you so tout when all the parents were like, yeah, exactly.
Well, Ryan,
anyway, I'm went over better in my head.
I'm pro horse. Hey,
okay.
Friendly reminder, you're listening to SGPN. Of course, we're going hard March Madness. If you haven't checked out the Sweet 16 Picks podcast, check those out. And of course the College Basketball Experience, Colby Dant, Pick Dundee, Moneyline Mac, producer Noah, unmatched coverage when it comes to college basketball, even a little NIT CBI. So make sure you subscribe to those guys. And of course, we're brought to you by KUTT.com. Use the promo code SGPN. Get your 10% deposit bonus all my Sweet 16 picks. You can fade them if you dare over on Cut, the ultimate put your money where your mouth platform is. So fun to get down over on Cut and custom bets as well. I know J Mark sent a bunch of fun futures over to Cut for the UFL. If there's specific, you know, not a lot of places are probably listing UFL prop bets, but if you have some prop bets that you think you can get some action on, send them over to cut.com. Very easy to request a bet. They're great at getting back to you really quick. And again, since you're going head to head, reduced VIG, really, really enjoy the Cut app. A lot of fun over on KUTT.com. Cut.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
And of course, also brought to you by GameTime. GameTime.co. Use the promo code SGPN. Get you $20 credit when you first sign up over on GameTime. Download the GameTime app. Maybe you want to go to some UFL games. Major events. MLB opening day is happening. Not for the Phillies. They got rained out. But again, gametime.co, promo code SGPN. Made for mobile, lower fees, better prices, game time guarantee. They got you covered. Game time. Love me some game time.
Raining out your opening day. Kind of a bitch move, right, Colby?
Pretty lame.
Yep.
Rather have that dome, right? So you can play rain or shine.
You can't play baseball in the rain?
Oh, boy.
We watch college baseball here when they start in February. They're in the fucking snow. Do you see Michigan playing in the snow?
You don't know.
Not thunder snow though. That thing.
Well, that's because they have those handy hat earmuffs that they when they get nice and they can get cold and toasty in their ears. All right, Birmingham, who by my deep scouting analysis of the roster, it does seem like Birmingham once again has an advantage on everyone else. 10 a.m. So, and once again, like, why do they're doing this again? UFL, they're spreading the games out over 2 days, 4 time windows, 10 a.m.
And smart to start now. You want to compete with the Elite Eight. You want to, if you have granted, a chance.
This is before the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight games, like the second,
when do they start?
The second game will probably run into the one. I think they're more night games.
So the 1 o'clock West Coast tip isn't interfering with the Elite Eight.
Colby's going to check to see when the Elite Eight tips, but I believe it will be at least running down when that starts. But who knows?
Yeah, I mean, look, they probably should have used Monday.
What does Peacock know about sports? They just do the Olympics.
Yeah, can't let the suits.
Jack Collinsworth has a new one man show coming up too that looks pretty electric. Birmingham, Arlington, I was going to ask you before we started talking games, were there any other big overarching changes or things that we should be aware of from a league perspective?
No,
they've used travel hubs. They've played at Birmingham. They've done shared a plane.
They're at home. They're actually at home. But I think they share a plane still.
Every team plays at home.
Yeah. Every team's playing at home stadiums, but they do they're in a hub, but they travel to the home stadium.
So they're sharing planes from the hub to the home stadium.
As far as I know,
they are having the 3-point play after the touchdown. You can get it from the 10-yard line, 3 points.
So it's the same rule.
2 points if you're from the 5-yard, and 1 point for the 2-yard.
So no extra point.
Well, no, not kicking extra point.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Any other wonky rules?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Hmm. Okay, Colby's he's so mad about everything else. All right. So and as far as Arlington, where are they playing?
They're playing at Choctaw Stadium.
Okay.
Which you know I like because I think every I think if I was in charge of the NFL, you'd be forced to play at least one game on a at a baseball stadium every year.
So we have football on a baseball field without a roof.
Beautiful.
Colby approves. This yep. is one of the teams Colby may be rooting for. Sean.
They got a lot of ECU players too.
So. Birmingham laying. Which where is Birmingham playing at UAB Stadium?
No,
I mean am an East Carolina fan.
Yes.
Yeah, the new the same stadium they played at. The
same stadium that UAB yeah. plays at. Yeah. All right. So Birmingham, the Stallions, back to back champs.
Back to back champs.
3.5 -180 on the money line. Arlington +150. 42 is the total. So Birmingham.
Oh, we're not opening with futures, huh?
Oh, I figured at the end.
We okay, at the end. Okay, okay.
I mean, yeah, at the end we could throw out a future we like. Birmingham running back, the coach.
Yeah, I mean everybody
running back, yeah. the quarterback, the second quarterback.
Matt Corral is
now an NFL like third round pick. Matt yeah, Corral.
Matt Corral is the backup quarterback, so that just shows you how excited they are for the Jabbar Smith. Well, and Skip Holtz era to continue.
Yeah, aren't Jamar they double? Smith, aren't they going to do the?
I'm sure just because Corral is that system. Athletic.
Yeah.
But Jamar Smith won the championship the first time last yeah. year. He got injured, was out for the year after like week two, and they still won. But you know, I keyed on this last year. I think there's a leg up. A Jamar Smith's been with Skip Holtz for like 8 years now, maybe even nine. But I
do
just,
they also have Adrian Martinez?
Yeah.
Is our data accurate? Cause yeah. that, he strikes me as a plus UFL quarterback as well.
Well, and they have some good, Birmingham has some good skill players. If you remember Victor Bolden Jr., I feel like
he's back with them. Yes.
Was really good.
And they got Slade Bolden from Alabama.
Everyone's
Isaiah
back.
Zuber.
Amari Rogers, who used to play for the Packers.
Marlon Williams, who's a stud.
Deion yeah. Kane, another former NFL guy.
Sternberger at the tight end spot and Shark Dog. Oh, don't forget yes. Shark Dog's on this team.
I was trying to recall who was that tight end that was just dominant.
Sternberger. Jake. Yeah.
Sternberger. Shark Dogs on the Stallions. That's yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, and the real hey, thing to Scooby me right, is coaching dog. Continuity too. Like Skip Holtz and John Chavez, their DC, who was a longtime SEC DC. They're just better than everybody else. Like, this is what I mean. Like last year, I thought the USFL quality was so much better than the XFL. And a lot of it had to do with the XFL did like coaching hires with guys that had never really been a head coach. And you watch the Birmingham team. You're like, damn, the Birmingham team is actually like a really good football team. You know,
they
I mean?
They were ahead. It was yeah. it was just bet on them because they were ahead. And
well, let's be honest. I mean, look, I love spring football, but some of the games you'd watch, you'd be like, this is kind of a shit fest. And like Birmingham looks like a really good team.
The number yeah. is short yeah. here because. A Arlington was a champion themselves,
but Arlington
that was a phony championship.
Arlington was like
a rigged championship.
They got into the playoffs at what 4-6?
Well, and they manipulated the Luis Perez.
Luis
trade.
Perez.
They're like, oh yeah, just take a quarterback. We'll take a guy that's had one tackle of the year. But they did end up winning. Bob Stoops obviously is a good coach, but
well, it's I mean again it's a 2-game playoff. They got hot at the right time. Hats off to them. No one's trying
at the right time. But they got Lindsey Scott, who I'm excited about. I mean they have Holton Ahlers too, an ECU product, but I think he's third on the depth chart. Perez is still there, but I think Lindsey Scott's one to watch in the future. He's undersized, but he's a FCS. Baller. They still have
Incarnate Word.
They still
do you remember him, Sean?
Vaguely, yeah.
We watched him and said one day we're gonna bet on him in spring football.
And don't forget, get a case of Sal Canella. He's there at the tight end spot.
Oh, Sal yeah. Canella. He's their only tight end on the roster.
They run the air raid shit.
Yeah, according
they
to
run the air raid shit. Stoops, you know, obviously Chuck Long. They all go back to the Mike Leach offense. Scott Spurrier's on the staff.
There's a Seth Green, which could be confused with Sean Green.
Javonte Payton was a wide receiver for Coach Leach at Mississippi State.
They got Marquette King, a former
electric.
If there was ever a punter to have some swag, it was Marquette King.
Donald Payne at the linebacker spot is a stud too. But hold on, and Vic Beasley. But we forget in Pizzagate, Davion Smith, the running back, is on the team.
He was the guy who got fired for complaining about the meals. Remind us of that story, Colby.
They were serving chicken salad, I think, or was it they were serving pizza and he wanted chicken
salad? Yeah, he wanted something other than pizza. He got cut for
it. But I thought he asked for like chicken salad.
Yeah,
or was it pizza? It might be. I don't know.
It seemed like
one.
The coach overreacted in the moment. In the moment, it made the coach look really bad.
It was good content, though. Some of the best content.
All around hustle in the YouTube chat saying XFL was much better.
In the regard that they had fans. I mean, I can't deny that, but the actual
home
game.
Stadiums.
Good. The teams in the games, I think, were a lot better in the USFL.
Quick update, too. Vic Bolden got cut per J Mark in the chat.
Bolden. Wonder what he did.
Roster. Everyone who's trying to cover the UFL closely just keeps talking about how much of a shit show it is to figure out what the roster
is. It is hilarious. Following certain people. You're like, oh, he's going to be the starting quarterback. And then, like, you get a source. And he was cut 2 weeks ago. Really? I didn't see anyone tweet that out. How am I supposed to know this?
Yeah, it's.
I got to know one of his family members.
All right. So both of these teams are pretty put together. Both have good quarterbacks. For this league, yes. We haven't discussed it, but I think we roll out the unders.
Oh yeah. I mean these totals 42, 42, 44, 41.
Pretty high.
Yeah.
I was expecting more like preseason, like 30s, right?
Now I honestly wonder though if the kickoff is a factor to that.
What do you mean? Stop it. Why is that?
Like just the where you get the ball is it's a huge difference in the USFL than the XFL. So that might be part of that reasoning.
All right. First week scores last USFL week one. 27-23 Stars Showboats. That would have gone over any of those numbers. 10-17 General Stallions, that goes under. 29-13, that's 42 right on it. And then 15-22 under. So I still like the position.
I think you're gonna go if you take all unders, you go 3-1. Unless you get
that's a strong prediction.
You think you would take
I think that's a good prediction.
Yeah, I think 3-1 on the all unders. So hopefully we can get some unders listed. And again, I'll hit up the guys over at cut.com to get some UFL totals listed.
All right. So then as far as the game, last year, the system was simple. Just take Birmingham. Cause they're ahead. This is
the team
worst
that
matchup to put myself in the trend to the test because the team they're going against has similar advantages. I just think the offense for the Stallions will still be better and ahead of whatever
100%
the Renegades have.
The hardest thing in my opinion in these spring leagues is that you don't have much continuity. Like the Stallions are like most of their rosters continuity. You know what I mean? Like from
the Renegades have a lot of continuity too. And
from last year, but I'm talking like 3 years
still
on for a lot of these guys in the Stallions.
Their starting quarterback is a whole.
You played like three games from last year.
I know. I'm on Birmingham. Relax.
I'm just saying Jamar Smith's been on the team 2 years and he was in college with all five years with Skip Holtz.
We're not worried about the home crowd. All those bitter Cowboy fans.
Yeah, I don't know how you take. I'm on
Birmingham laying the 3.5. But again, I do like the under here. This feels like a, 21-17, 21-13.
My thought is you want to be on the road early because no one's gonna know about it yet. Like they're not gonna know the games are happening. The stadium's not gonna
save
be
the
sold
home
out.
Games. Well, yeah. I mean, I do think there are a couple teams. I mean. The Battlehawks, I think the Defenders, to Colby's points, did actually have fans come to their stadium to see them play football,
which is
a real separator in this league.
We maybe have one game on Sunday, but they're playing it at the earliest time window, so who knows? So we're all on Birmingham.
Yeah,
let's go.
All right, and we're all just
take
to be clear,
Discord.
Just to be clear, we're all on the under 42 as well.
No, yes. I actually take the over.
Okay,
write that down. Yeah. Make sure you document that.
Colby's on over 42. I'm on under.
1 p.m. on the West Coast. The St. Louis Battlehawks, who Of all the cities who need a football team, St. Louis is definitely one of them. They're going against the Michigan Panthers. The Panthers, are they playing at Ford Field?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that is going to seem like an empty stadium, Sean. This is going to be very bad. You might be able to hear the St. Louis Battlehawk cry louder than the Panther. -3.5 for the Battlehawks. Another road favorite here almost certainly has a lot to do with the starting quarterback for the Battlehawks, who just seems to have a sexy spring football name. -305 on the money line. Michigan +245. 42 is the total. AJ McCarron is the man I'm talking about. And who can forget the story? He's playing in the spring because he wants his kid to see him on the field. Gotta respect
his
that.
YouTube's broken.
He's also got behind him. He's got the
Dad,
Wayne.
Can I get my tablet back?
He's got the Wayne train.
Watch me play UFL football.
Former NFL guys on the offense here. I would assume that's the strength of the team.
I don't know. I mean, Anthony Beck. I mean, yes, I guess that's.
If I recall, yeah. They were a little bit of a. They were in some exciting games, a little bit because of how they played, and McCarron was, not quite a superstar, but he certainly was one of the faces of the league.
But he also had some games. Off the top of my head, he had some bad turnover games, and you know this Michigan Panthers team, it's tough to really get excited about, but.
I mean, they did score in the 20s a lot, but
is that good or bad?
I feel like it's decent. I mean, they scored 53 in the final outing against Terrell.
Basically,
Buckley.
DC had their number and they held their own versus everyone else. Michigan sucked too, right? Like that. Michigan was like a grinded out team. Who? We need a quick update. So St. Louis, who's the Beck is still the coach. You don't respect him.
Yeah,
feel like he's a bit of a donkey. But AJ McCarron, the offense. It feels like to me one of the stronger units out there. Michigan last time around, they were a disgusting.
But they got Brian Lewerke, who was in the nice lawn chair in the NFL for a few years. You bring that lawn chair.
You want to talk about unders? Listen to some of these games at Ford Field for the Panthers, who had four home games in a row: 13-28, 10-29, 7-23, 13-27. I mean, they didn't really put up many points, but also they did play decent enough defense is the counter.
They were a solid defensive unit that they didn't do much on offense. And when I look at their roster offensively, is that Puka's brother, Samson Nacua? I don't know any.
Let me talk to Samson.
I'll say this.
He's a beast at BYU. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe he is related.
No, he really is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Thought you're being sarcastic.
It's a rare name. Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough about the, like,
I can tell you this
offensive roster.
If it's Lewerke, which I know he's not even listed on this, but they just tweeted out that it was Lewerke on there.
Wait, so our depth chart that we've been tracking all offseason doesn't even have the start.
Well, Lewerke was on the Patriots for a while, right? I mean, he's a lawn chair, but Michigan's problems a year ago was just throwing a pass. And to me, one of the things with the merger, they got a lot of good wideouts. Like, okay, they have Nacua, they have Desmond Patton, former Mike Leach wideout. To me, they had Trey Quinn and Devin Ross last year, but they got Devin Gray from the Philadelphia Stars. They got Jordan Sewell from the Philadelphia Stars. And their receivers are much in much better shape. And also Derek Deese, the former San Jose State Spartan tight end, his dad was a world champion in the NFL.
What is this?
But remember Derek Deese? But
hold on, Colby. I apologize to break into this riveting UFL coverage. But there's someone in the chat.
Contavious Johnson saying, anyone else think Kramer gives off Biachi bottom vibes? Sean seems like a dude who goes on Craigslist to get topped by a muscular dude. Wow, interesting take. Maybe you're projecting here a little, Contavious.
What do you think? He's on the down low.
Yeah, there's
I've learned about that Underground Railroad.
Is there anything straighter than hosting a UFL football podcast? Like, what are you talking about? I mean, I got nothing against gay dudes, but name me one gay dude who is going to be grinding out UFL podcasts. It just doesn't seem stuff that gay guys are interested in. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a super gay dude who loves UFL football. We should have him on the show.
You can't have opening weekend on Rose Blossom Saturday.
Shout out to Chris Brady, of course, saying don't forget to get in those Creighton Zags moneyline parlays.
Good call.
Yes, sir.
Sean and I just dipped in a little bit.
I did get a little Zags future with Kramer there.
All right, so
nothing.
Okay.
I think. Wait, is this the right spread? Battle Hawks laying 3.5.
No, I thought it was 6.
Yeah,
could have been six a typo. And a half, yeah. Okay. Please, by all means, fix it.
Okay. I was just asking, Ryan. Don't need to be so defensive. You biatchy bottom. I think 6.5 is too much delay for this Battle Hawks team. I don't like Michigan as a team and as an offense, but they've shown at home they're able to ugly up these games. Their defense is usually pretty good.
It's a big number.
Yeah, it's just a lot to lay on the road. I really like, I mean, I'm playing all the unders, but I really like this under in particular. I just don't know any this Battle Hawks team warrants being 6.5 point road favorites. That to me is a little crazy.
And Cole Hicketini is a good tight end too. Sorry, I just saw that he was there. I'm with you. I think the under is the play here. And
who's the coach of the Panthers?
Mike Nolan, former 49ers head coach and Redskins defensive coordinator and Giants defensive coordinator.
That would be another system is to just take the points.
I'm taking the points too. I mean, I think you take Michigan here. Michigan, look, last year Frank Ginder, their linebacker's a beast, and the defense was stingy. They have another Nacua in the secondary.
I think you just played the money line too. Like,
yeah, no, I think the money line's live. I don't buy into this.
Yeah,
Anthony right. Beck bullshit. You know what I mean?
You look at the Battle Hawks, very interesting team at home, but you know they only topped 30 points once, and it was in that crazy game against the Guardians where they put up 53-28. So for a team that didn't get above 30 points all last season, you're having them lay 6.5. That's crazy.
Remember last year at the end of the XFL season when I was in Columbia and I had them putting the games on the TV in the middle of it.
I don't remember that. Wow.
There was a moment where we thought Colby was going to ignite some sort of upheaval, trying to get soccer taken off so they could watch
I was at. Two different places. One was like a house party, but the other one was an establishment where I got XFL games on or USFL, one of the two.
That would be the equivalent of you coming into this office on an NFL Sunday and trying to get soccer on God's eye.
But this year, I think because the NFL died.
That's insane. Under 42 as well for me.
Colby, you got to play on the total here.
Under's.
Oh,
under.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're all on the Michigan Panthers +6.5 at home, and we're all on the under.
Let's go.
All right. What could possibly go wrong?
Hey, have you guys signed up over at underdogfantasy.com yet? Now, what are you waiting for? Perfect time to get in on some best ball drafts as well. They already got those rolled out for the 2024 NFL season. NFL, obviously, greatest league in the nation. Underdogfantasy.com, you get the 100% deposit match up to $100. Yeah, the pick'ems, those are so fun. We gave out one on yesterday's show. Maybe we give out another one. Colby, what do you like maybe for the Friday slate here at college basketball? I feel like we gave out Thursday plays on yesterday's show. So what do we like here for the Friday college basketball slate?
Did we give out Thursday?
We gave out Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can give out another Friday.
We can do more. We can go. You want to do something in Duke Houston? That's an easy under.
It's a lower.
What do we got there? What's the ultimate pussy? What's his
Filipowski?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
14.5 points.
What's his rebounding?
I like the PRA. That's what we faded 27. Before. 27.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Kyle Filipowski.
All right.
Let's go lower.
All right. Lock that in for lower. Who do we like as a higher? Anyone on Houston we want to take a higher Sears? On? LJ Cryer, maybe?
What about the
Jamal Shedd?
See, the problem with Houston is they have different guys that kind of can light it up.
Yeah, they are pretty balanced.
What about the likes of Dalton Connect for Tennessee?
Oh.
He's a stud for them. And
Creighton. But we're fading Rick Barnes.
But he still scores.
I'll take the higher
20 and a half.
Kramer, we signing off on Dalton Connect.
I mean, whatever. This Creighton's, is a horrible.
Creighton's defense isn't great.
All right. So higher Dalton Connect, 20 and a half
this
points.
This is lower.
Kyle Filipowski, 27 and a half points, rebounds, and assists. And of course, you can get that over on underdogfantasy.com. Promo code SGP and get that 100% deposit match up to $100. And of course, we're also brought to you by Unified Healing. Ooh, love feeling my best. And again, feeling my best. Part of it is, feeling healthy. I'm your top notch athlete, top notch podcaster. I'd like to think I'm both ways when it comes to podcasting and athletics. We're talking about these UFL guys. Obviously, they've had a ton of time to recover, but Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight, that's quick turnaround. You're going to need to be your best when it comes to mental and physical well-being. Unified Healing helps you with their super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Again, all you got to do is head over to unifiedhealing.com to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYD healing.com. Check them out today. No material testimonials on Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Kramer.
Sunday. So again, now we've watched two games. Now we wait until Sunday. This will not be in any sort of, actually, I don't know what time the Elite Eight, maybe is a really horrible time to start. DC, San Antonio. San Antonio is the true long shot in the league this year. DC laying six, minus 280 on the money line. Brahma's plus 245, 44 is the total. 9 a.m. kick on the West Coast. DC, staunch defense, amazing beer snake.
Greg Williams, my boy.
Run the damn ball. Bounties.
No, but they, you know what? Unfortunately, they lost their star running back for the season, towards ACL, Abram Smith, the former Baylor linebacker. They do have Puka Williams, Cameron Harris.
Yeah, I mean those. They got some beef.
I mean, this is another one that was a team that was really impressive to me.
QT and a former NFL draft pick.
Defenders dominated and then just kind of blew it there at the end.
Well, I mean, they had the system rigged.
They covered ATS seven of their ten regular season games in 2023. Meanwhile, Brahmas on the other side lost seven of their 10 games in the 2023 season.
Chase Garbers was named the starting quarterback over Stormin' Dormandy Beach there.
But they did play once last year, April 2023. Defenders owning a historic 1-0 edge all time in this matchup.
They have Joe Flacco's brother, backup quarterback Tom Flacco, former Towson Tiger.
Is that a positive or a negative?
Well, you got to decide that, buddy. Air raid there.
You brought it up. Air raid. Is that a positive or a negative?
I just like Greg Williams' chances. Now the line is what you said?
Six.
Well, and they also brought back, he was the coach of the Roughnecks in 2023, Wade Phillips. A big part of the Brahmas issue last year was coaching. Oh, I think.
Big time. Hines Ward sucked.
He was not a good head coach.
He had no idea what to do.
So I'm saying they were gimmicky last year. Like they were just like, oh, let's just put a big name there.
So you don't think it's a massive upgrade to have Wade Phillips?
It is. I mean, he's a way better coach.
He was 7-3 with the Roughnecks last year.
I think you got to take the points because I think DC's probably going to win the game, but it's a lot of points in these leagues.
Way too many points.
Yeah.
Especially the way DC played football last year.
DC lost their like 1,000-yard running back.
There was nothing explosive happening with DC.
Even know if he ran for 1,000 because the season was so short, but he was their best, like one of the best running backs in the league.
DC is.
Yeah,
the,
I mean, you look at margin of victory. It was a lot of close wins, including against the Brahmas. They only won by one. They beat the Renegades by two in overtime. They beat the Sea Dragons by one. They lost by one. Like they had, especially in the second half of the season, it was all close games.
Why is the total so high here at 44? Is it
because the defenders can put up some points? Is there theory?
I also think their theory is that AJ Smith running that he's June Jones's protege running the offense for San Antonio with Garbers and those wideouts. But I'm sorry, Greg Williams will. I think their defense will be able to.
Who's the quarterback for DC?
It's what's his name? Jordan Tamu.
Oh, who's had success?
They also have DeAndre Francois.
Wow. Okay. And so they have a pretty nice quarterback room.
And Jalen McClendon. They do have a good quarterback room.
But we're getting air raid on the other side.
Yeah.
San Antonio. I'll take the points. This is the one that maybe goes over.
I'm not messing with an over.
No, I'm taking under.
Okay.
Francois was on the Generals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And am I thinking someone else?
No, that was him on the Generals. Yeah.
My sweet, sweet Generals. May they rest in peace and sleep well.
Colby, so you're on the under as well?
I will take the over on this one. I will also take, I think you got to take the points.
Well, yeah.
I think DC's going to win the game, but I think
Wade Phillips will have this team close enough.
You should not have these types of money lines on this type of football. That would be my advice to the Bucks.
Yeah.
They're going to regret one of these money lines. All right. Last game, noon on the West Coast. What I was saying, Sean, by the way, was that you said that they were going to go 3-1 to the under. This might be the one that goes over is all I was pointing out. Matchup wise, Memphis, Houston, the Showboats head to Houston on the same plane. Colby reassures us they're sharing planes,
so sharing meals. Some say,
oh, sharing meals, airplane food.
They have like one plate of spaghetti they share. And then the two like starting quarterbacks.
They're going down to the
noodle,
the
lady in the trip.
Sloppy Joe's. Noon on the West Coast. The Showboats are catching a point here on the road. I think I wrote this down wrong. +100 on the money line, -120 for the Roughnecks. 41 is the total.
There's a lock.
All in on the Showboats here.
I read it all backwards. Memphis is favored. I had the money line right. -120 on the money line. 100 coming back for the Rough. So Roughnecks a home dog. So we have all four home dogs opening week in the.
My power rating UFL. Has home field advantages -2.5.
My theory.
They're playing this at Rice Stadium, which is a fucking classic stadium.
You want
they hosted many Super Bowls there.
You want your home games later so people understand that it's happening.
President,
you
want to
be on the road. These guys need a vacation from their real jobs. It's a distraction to be at home. You have to sleep in your own bed with your dumb family. I think they like going on a vacation.
Vacation.
I love the location.
They're already at a hub. Where's the hub, Colby?
Isn't it Arlington or Fort Worth or somewhere there in Texas?
You think they brought their wives and kids to the hub?
Well, you know how those UFL guys go. They got a girl in every centralized hub,
every Applebee's.
Oh man, there's probably some UFL groupies out there. If you're a UFL groupie, please slide in our DMs at Gambling Podcast.
Oh yeah,
love to hear your hustle.
Guys, Memphis is going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
Like I think Memphis, and I know we got to get to our future segment, but from a roster standpoint, the only problem is this coach, John DeFilippo, which I'm a skeptic on the NFL coaches when they come to these levels, but we'll see how he does. Carnell Lake did a good job as defense coordinator a year ago. They have the old Syracuse coach, Paul Pasqualani, as the linebackers coach. I think that's a good defense that they'll have. It's going to be well coached.
He was there in 2017 as the Eagles quarterback coach when they won the Super Bowl. So he got the best out of Carson Wentz. He turned Nick Foles into a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I think there's a lot to like about.
This roster is loaded too. Like Case Cook
is
a very good quarterback. In these spring leagues,
he's like the perfect spring league quarterback,
dude. And then the running back room, like Trey Williams and Darius Victor, both coming from the Generals. And then this kid Titus Swen from Wyoming. He was a beast at Wyoming with Craig Bull. I like the running back room, the receiving room too. I mean, they got your boy Vinny Papale Jr.
Really?
Sage Surratt at the tight end spot. Some of their other wideouts. Jonathan Adams was a beast for the Breakers a year ago. Rashard Davis, the old JMU wideout. Like, they have a talented team. Overton was on the Stars last year. I think this is one of the better rosters in the league. We'll see what DeFilippo can do with this.
He coached New Orleans last time, right?
He did, and it wasn't super impressive.
Well, they were 7-3.
I understand that, but like, to me, you watch it and you're just like, I thought they were more talented than their results.
But they made the playoffs.
True.
They were good in spite of that. Maybe, perhaps he learned from it.
I tell you, I like the defensive side of the ball. Carnell Lake and Pascalani, I think, are
two. Do you know where he went to college?
DeFilippo? No.
JMU.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. I like from Youngstown. Coach, what do they call that city? Coachtown, USA.
Is that Coachtown, USA?
A bunch of fucking head, a bunch of football coaches from Youngstown, Ohio.
The Stoops.
You were saying, Sean?
The Stoops.
No, I like Flip. I like the spot. I like the roster. I'm all over Memphis here, laying the point.
This guy's a grinder. He coached at Fordham, Notre Dame, Columbia, the Giants, the Raiders, the Jets, San Jose State, the Raiders, the Browns, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Jags, the Bears, the Breakers, and now the Showboats.
No, I'm with
for
you.
For the love of the game, this guy knows ball.
I mean, any of these coaches really go through. I mean, unless they were like the XFL coaches last year, I feel like a lot of them just go through the grind.
Who's the Houston quarterback?
It is what, the kid from Tennessee, Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, we don't like him.
It might be Reed Sinnott though. I heard that. What? You know, but either way, yeah, let's fade them because CJ Johnson was a coach that I was a skeptic of too. This was another guy that. I don't know. He was all right. Back, he was Tulane's old head coach, struggled at Tulane. They have Mark Thompson. J Mark, refresh my memory. Did he's injured though, right? Mark, I feel like Mark Thompson got injured. In the chat, if you can, J Mark, remind us if that was, if I have everything there. If not, they have TJ Pledger, who I think is a solid back out of Utah. But yeah, I think Memphis's roster is just way more talented than Houston's.
All right.
Kramer, what are you doing here?
Oh no, I'm with you. Yeah. I thought, you know, the average person barely doing the research to figure out that DeFilippo coached a 7-3 USFL team last season.
Game time decision for Mark Thompson, which obviously is a huge, like one of the best players in this league.
Check your DFS lineups for that running back. But he's just because not everyone's like, memorized.
I always
the
compare
roster.
Him to Adrian Peterson.
You're talking
of the
about
spring leagues.
The Houston Roughneck running back who will be one of the highest priced guys in DFS.
Yes.
If you're out in those streets, good luck. Shout out to J Mark. He did send me a couple lineups just in case I was feeling itchy.
Futures? We talking champion?
Well, I think we have to because it's this. I think the same PSA of exists. Excuse me. They've done this thing where three of the top four odds are from one division.
I love
or
it.
Or conference.
Because now, correct me if I'm wrong, they're running back the same playoff format where two teams from each conference get into the playoffs, right?
Yes, I believe so.
So what you got to do is you take the, I mean, you could take all four, like take the bottom two in each conference. Or take three in. I mean, I don't know. What are we doing here, Carl?
I mean, the first thing you have to do is take the Stallions at +300. You're getting good value on the team that's been.
Yeah, why are they not incredible. Shorter odds?
Yeah,
they've been ahead of everyone in the other seasons.
Yeah,
we've seen
and
this
once already. Again, even from stability. Like I said earlier, like most of their roster, it's not like all these other teams where they're just bringing in players left and right. A lot of the Stallions roster is the same. I think that that's a benefit in these crazy leagues. But to me, I hit on Memphis. I think Memphis's roster is really good. So I think it's worth a stab at +800 on the Showboats. Really from the XFL division, the XFL conference. The only one that really makes a lot of sense to me is Arlington.
What's their price?
$550.
Well, so Arlington, St. Louis and DC are all in the same division.
Yeah.
3-1 +380.
I kind of like DC's angle, but before the running back, running backs, Ibram Smith, they got to have someone fill that void.
Meanwhile, Birmingham all by themselves, 300 with plus 650 Roughnecks, 800 Showboats.
I think Memphis is.
I think you got to take you got to take a shot on the Brahmas, 14-1. I mean, it's crazy because I don't think anyone in that XFL division is so good that they deserve to run away with it. And again,
we never have
make
an
the
idea.
Playoffs. Yeah. You can make the playoffs at 4-6. Give me the Brahmas 14-1, and I guess I'll take Stallions 3-1. And then what we'll do is if a team starts out 0-2, 0-3, and that conference sucks, I'm going to be hammering them because that's how we did it last time.
I mean, you have to take the Stallions.
So Colby's taking the Stallions at 3-1. What else you got, Colby?
Give me Memphis plus 800, and give me Arlington plus 550.
Are those
one side of the other conference? I want one side of the other conference, which is
Kramer. What are you doing?
Well, I think I have to bet on Birmingham. The question is, are any of the other teams long enough odds to have a chance? Now, what I would say is when I look at all the stadiums and I see the sizes, I see a lot of larger stadiums. Arlington plays in front of 25,000. DC in front of 20,000. I think those environments could
actually
be interesting.
Change mine to DC. I want to root for DC.
Could San Antonio
get rid of Arlington? I want to root for
could
DC.
San Antonio fill up the 64,000 person?
No, but they could still, you know, in one of those filthy domes, you could still.
Now wait, hold on. Let's hear this out. What if we did? All right, so San Antonio's 14-1. All right, then you got. The Renegades.
Did someone confirm in the chat that we're actually the rules are correct? Top two teams from each division.
The Renegades plus 550.
So what are you trying to do? You trying to corner the market here, Sean?
I'm thinking. What are you trying to calculate? Is there value in playing every XFL team in the conference to win it all?
Oh, why would no? No, there wouldn't be.
Why not?
Because they're all short.
No, the Arlington's the long XFL is the long ones.
Why is Arlington that
Brahmas
far back?
Brahmas
is
four
in the XFL.
Arlington is plus 550. San Antonio's 14-1.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, three of the top four are in that division: St. Louis, DC, and Arlington, and then they have San Antonio. What am I reading wrong?
Oh, I guess yeah, you're right. Because I was thinking it would be
it's the other way around, but I don't think I like it as much because I like Birmingham.
Factory, yeah,
and sure, maybe we get lucky with the second team. You take Birmingham because remember the other thing is Birmingham plays the a team from the other division, so the team you're getting the other XFL team. That's actually the way that.
All right, so Birmingham and the San Antonio Brahmas. Those are my two plays. Kramer, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think that's probably the right way to do it. Is I'm with you. I think you take Birmingham. Wait, so but let's think about this for a second. If we took Birmingham, lock that in 3-1. If we play another XFL team, they wouldn't play Birmingham in the first round, so we could still potentially get them into the championship. Is there a team in the bottom? Is Michigan or Memphis interesting?
Memphis, I think has. Yeah. In my opinion, Memphis, they have like the second or third best roster.
Is that the move then?
Yeah.
So then Birmingham, Memphis as a small hedge. And so I'll go full unit, Birmingham, half unit, Memphis, half unit, San Antonio. Okay. We unlocked it.
All right.
Now we got winners.
Time for our lock and our dog. Kramer, what are you doing? Lock and dog, of course, brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Head over to hofbets.com, download the Hall of Fame Bets app, use the promo code SGPN, get you signed up. 50% off your first month over at Hall of Fame Bets. Shout out to producer Josh. Josh just been on a heater with these Hall of Fame Bets player props. Again, great research, makes it super easy to put together. Head over to hofbets.com, use the promo code SGPN, or download the Hall of Fame Bets app.
Sorry, I was just shocked that I was able to put down a $200 bet on the UFL.
Oh my God!
On my lock, Birmingham, minus the 3.5. For the dog, man, one of these dogs is going to hit. Let's just take a flyer on this San Antonio team. Take them on the money line. There we go.
Yeah,
I did it.
I'm with you on San Antonio. I got a promise future 14-1. So lock them, put them down as the dog on the money line. And for my lock, the Showboats.
Oh,
Memphis laying a point against the Roughnecks, who aren't the Roughnecks. They're actually the Gamblers.
I see some people saying we need help with our XFL picks. I want to remind people that Sean only had one losing week the entire. So it was 12 weeks last year. Sean only had one losing week.
Oh, right.
I only had three. You only had three, Ryan. We were dominating.
I could have had all losing weeks. Like, I give a shit what this person's saying about me.
So we're pretty sharp, I feel like.
Who's talking shit? Is it J-Mark?
No, I don't
come
know.
At me. I was 24-15 last year in the XFL, including 73% on my locks.
And we were all over that future when that fake trade happened.
Yep.
When that fake trade happened, we go, we got to load up on Arlington. This doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
The lock is for sure. You know, it's going to be Memphis -1. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to unload some money on this. I'm able to get down on, I'm seeing Memphis +2s out there.
Oh, wow. All right.
The dog is the Michigan Panthers.
Okay. Yeah. I don't, do we want to do a Michigan Panthers Brahmas moneyline parlay?
No.
I'm in.
All right. Colby's in.
Yeah. Fucking child over here.
Michigan, San Antonio Brahmas the moneyline parlay. Hey, this is fun. Good to shake off the old spring football legs. Of course, make sure you subscribe to the UFL gambling podcast, available everywhere. Right, Ryan?
Everywhere, hopefully. Everywhere that a UFL fan would be.
Okay. Check out the UFL.
I mean, basically, if you were subscribing to the XFL show, it's been rebranded to the UFL show.
How fun.
If you are a USFL listener, we're going to nuke that feed soon. So
find that.
Colby wants to keep it in the garage.
I've been in talks to buy the USFL.
We'll vacuum seal it or something. But find the UFL feed. Join the United Colby
United
CJ,
Airlines
J Mark. It's going to be electric all season.
You like United Airlines? Is that something you?
No, I don't. I don't know. I'll bleep out United.
No.
Yeah, we don't.
Isn't that like a Make a Wish Foundation too? United.
You gotta pull the ripcord. We'll use the plane analogy. I'll pull Colby's parachute.
I still want to know what happened to that bobblehead.
Merch Madness, 15% off everything, including our new zebra print sweatpants, the most comfortable sweatpants around. Those things are awesome. I was rocking my pair last night on the stream. Again, check out the Sweet 16 College Basketball Picks podcast. MLB is back. Check out the MLB Gambling podcast, MLB Picks page.
You know what I want you guys to do this weekend? Pour yourself a tall glass of lemonade, sit back and enjoy kick returns. The way they should be.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Not that bullshit.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Second Money Green. He's Ryan.
If I wake up in time to catch these games,
Kramer, let it ride.